Are you okay? Like, because you're the one who really wanted to do this.
I just want to do it for the kids.
All right? I said I don't have anything to talk about.
I just want to do it for the kids. Well, once the revolving door of awesomeness starts, it should be fine, right?
We're the Bungie Kids with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show with Brian and friends. And
it's sometime, maybe in 2008 or 2009. I don't know. It depends on when we find a hosting solution for the show. But it is before Bungie adjourns on holiday break, and we're bringing you a very special holiday episode of the Bungie Podcast. I'm Luke Smith. With me, as always, is Brian Gerard. Shishka joins us as well. And in addition to a sea of special guests, we've got our new production assistant on the show holding the chair warm until... you know, some of the full-time
until adults show up. Yes.
I've got it very warm too. It's nice and warm.
That's Eric.
You're already creeping out the podcast. Well, that's fantastic.
We'll edit that out later.
You don't edit the bad jokes.
We don't edit it out. By the way.
Yeah, every time you say something like that, you add like half an hour to Luke's post-production
schedule. Actually, it's, you're adding half an hour to your time.
Oh, okay. Wait, he's paid hourly.
not allowed to touch the equipment.
Yeah, this is supposed to be our holiday / end of the year show, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully Santa will bring us a new server and some bandwidth. That's what I've asked for.
Listen, podcast server. Some of us are excited for the Hanukkah bear.
I would love to be able to host our own shows in 2009. What a novel New Year's resolution that is.
You took mine.
Oh, that was yours?
That's totally mine. And like to maybe do 5 podcasts in 2009. That's a high level goal.
Wow, it's going to be a great season.
That's ambitious.
We're not pulling like some kind of like entourage where we're just going to come back in like August with our next episodes, right? Like our season will start in earnest probably in January. You think?
No, we'll have stuff to do again because it's going to be. I mean, by early next year, it's going to be time to start talking finally about like the mythic maps and all the stuff that people are waiting for. So
I mean, so what? The last show was the double header, right?
We did the double dip.
That was way back from the Halo 3 Recon / ODST announced at Tokyo Game Show. It's been a long time.
You still actually was looking there. You still owe me money from Tokyo.
I did?
Yeah, like for those Posmo passes. Like
you expensed all that. I'm not paying you anything back.
I did not expense
those. You said you were expensing all of that.
He still has the receipts in his wallet.
Yeah, I see. You trying to get Bungie to pay on one side and me on the other? I don't. Yeah, well,
double
now it's
dip.
On, now it's
double
on
dipping.
Hey, Brent and Gale, we should talk about this later.
Brent and Gale don't listen. No.
Yeah, it's hard to believe what 2 full months have gone by, but here we are.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it actually at the pentathlon. I think I've almost been here for like a year and a half now, which is that's a scary. That's I mean, since college, it's been 1 year at a location, and done. So
this is the longest you've worked anywhere since college?
Probably, yeah. This is probably my last.
So it's downhill from
here. Yeah, exactly. You're on the way out. Is that what you're saying?
I'm starting my own farewell ride.
Interestingly, mid-December is my 6-year anniversary with Bungie.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, this year I was a Grizzled Ancient for the pentathlon, which we could certainly talk about.
Sure.
Lots happened since the last show. So what, Shishka, what would that make... You've been around for a long time.
If you want to...
Just full tenure, not just your blue badge status, but...
All right, full tenure would be about 3 years altogether. It'd be 4 or 5 if I hadn't taken a break in Austin for a while.
But, yeah, we won't talk about that. Yeah.
And Eric is on, like, day 65.
I think long?
Yeah. It's been a little bit, right?
Has it been two months?
October 20th, so we're coming up.
All right, we're coming up on 2 months.
By the time this comes out, it'll probably be day 65.
There we go.
That's another thing. You've got a future, sort of future tense everything, because these come out very erratically.
You never know.
Yeah, it's sort of August. Like, it's like no one knows the day nor the hour. It's like that verse from the Bible.
From the Bible.
Festive spirits this year.
Yeah, we just, you know, a studio with all of our might and muscle and reach, we just don't have the means to actually put an MP3 on the interwebs.
So what are you guys doing for Easter?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it'll be like a podcast hunt.
Yeah,
right. But, little MP3 is all over the internet, and you have to paste them together.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
Now they expect it.
Yeah, good. Expect. Hold your breath, please.
Yeah, that'll work out really well.
So maybe we should. Let's look back at the year behind us. Yeah, you know, like
2008's been an interesting year.
It has.
Just look at it in the podcast year.
Yeah, it kind of has.
I would say we reached some new highs. We lost an old and dear friend.
Yeah.
We recovered and became better than we've ever been. And now we have Eric.
Who's our old and dear friend?
Frank.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Already forgotten. Take that, O'Connor.
You know, speaking of a holiday lineup, we weren't able to get a hold of our old pal
He's in Japan.
O'Connery.
Right, he's in Japan actually this week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he said something about action figures.
Oh.
He's joking, but he's across the pond.
So you did extend.
From a certain point of view.
Okay, well, all right. Well, anyways. Happy holidays to our friends at the Microsoft Halo team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyways, year in review.
So 2008, the podcast changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Improved. We had a really interesting summer. Summer was an exciting time
for
Bungie.
We did. We had all that sort of ruckus around E3, if I recall.
Yeah, there was some drama.
Something happened.
There would be a payoff.
Yeah. Right, and we had countdown timers and lots of stuff like that.
Don't make an internet a promise.
Yeah.
The lesson learned is countdown timers whenever we can make them.
Yeah, for everything.
We're
counting down to
the podcast.
The February playlist.
Honestly, it was even aside from new announcements, it was still a pretty damn good year for Halo 3. I think we've been a little bit surprised that we've climbed our way back atop the weekly Xbox Live charts.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Not to like backpat too much because I know that people get
upset. No, it's okay. We don't do that enough.
But
let's backpat.
I'm actually personally just very surprised.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of pride in sort of like guessing how much things are going to sell and how things are going to do. And
you do.
I do really enjoy doing that. And I did not at any point ever guess that Halo would be back. I mean, the holidays, full of shooters, and Gears 2 is a big game, and the new Call of Duty's doing awesome and selling really well. And
and let's be honest, I mean, some amazing games have come out in the past couple of months. I mean, just aside from Gears, Prince of Persia, and Mirror's Edge, and all these other really awesome
titles. It's like artsy-fartsy ones.
Fable,
that Fallout.
Yeah, and Fallout.
Yeah.
Fable.
Yeah,
it's true.
Lich King.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's. I would say it's a testament to just how
the
awesome our fan.
Well,
we have to give some credit to our community, right? These guys. I mean,
absolutely.
All the people out there. Just
we've got some really hardcore, dedicated players.
But we've also had some cool stuff this past year, like the tile update too, which sort of revamped some parts of the game, but more importantly, added some new achievements that gave people a reason to kind of get back into the game a little bit. And of course, all the buzz about ODST certainly didn't hurt.
I like to think we've done a lot to keep people interested and keep the game exciting for people, and it seems to have paid off really well.
You gave them back Team Snipers. I mean, that certainly helped the cause a little bit.
Why do you got a troll?
What?
Why? I mean, there's no love in trolling.
We've had DLC come out this year. I mean, it's been good. And I don't think Halo 3 shows much signs of slowing down, to be honest. I mean, with Mythic Maps on the horizon, finally,
we got
thankfully,
some pretty big things on the horizon. Lots of plans already underway.
Yeah.
Big plans. Yeah, more.
Overpromise!
Well, do we want to use this as an opportunity to talk about January?
Are we reflecting before we start forecasting?
I think this entire podcast is going to be about reflection once we start rolling people in and kicking Irk out.
Into
so.
The mirror. Yeah, that's true.
I have to use the restroom anyway.
No, don't forget, this is the year that we had the big file share update. We've seen a lot of cool stuff happening in that regard. We've seen more people using file sharing now than even back when the game launched. So it's like those features are finally being discovered.
Yeah.
Early next year. Do you hear it? Listen. Oh!
The Wolf Hunt?
The Wolf.
That's
and what
right.
The Wolf's going to bring
his
out.
His top secret video rendering project that's just kicked
top
off.
Secret.
And, well, there's a lot of details that no one knows about yet, including
it's true.
Us.
True.
Actually, the fate of the podcast is directly linked to that particular project because
that's
whatever
true.
We end up doing to host
for
those videos
those
is
videos.
What we're somehow going to piggyback the podcast on. So.
Yeah.
For that reason, I guess we're in debt to the Wolf, and I wish him the best of luck in getting that done quickly.
Coming up with
use
more
like
ways for us to use crazy amounts of bandwidth.
Get it done.
Yeah, we'll put it on like
it'll be like Picasa.
Yeah, I wish we would have hired you earlier. What an
That's
amazing
right.
idea!
Yeah. I got it. I got this. YouTube it.
Done.
Yeah. So you guys all got your annual achievements this past year too, right?
Yeah, you and I got it together, right? Same game.
On our secret accounts. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we did. Geez, can you believe that it was all the way back in September when we showed off the first Mythic map assembly?
I know. If we'd known then what we know now.
God, PAX was in September, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The beginning of September, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
right?
The chafing has finally started to go away from all the hurt we put on people at PAX.
It's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you guys have to say? All those kids that you just demolished and crushed their dreams, some of which waited in line for 6 to 8 hours, and then now they find out they all get recon.
Well,
they all get recon for free next year.
They
so.
Earned that. Oh, yeah. They did a lot of hard work.
That's a consolation prize, right? You didn't win it by kicking our asses, so you get it anyway in several months.
Yeah, we could talk about that stuff, because, I mean, not everybody maybe has read the December issue of Game Informer, which... I believe is the new one's already starting to appear.
Yeah,
so
I think
so.
The new one
that
on my
magazine's
desk.
Gonna be going away, and you know, we'll be finally able to post some of the information on the website. But there's a couple big nuggets in there for people. One of which I think the biggest bomb was the news that everybody can has recon armor as of next year's release.
New Hayabusa confirmed.
Yeah, which you know that not surprisingly had mixed reactions.
Largely from like really butthurt people who have it already and like some folks who maybe just had it because they happened to take a sweet screenshot that someone happened to see. Like there's not really in most cases
a lot of
youngsters.
The stuff I saw was people that don't have it
right
were upset
right.
for the people that do well, have it.
A lot of people are stopping production on their sweet machinimas now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I saw
all right.
Oh, no.
I actually saw a lot of people who don't have it but seem to be pretty sure that they would have it by next year who now no longer want it. So I mean it is it's silly. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know which one of the Egghead books I read covers that.
I don't even have it yet, but I don't want it anymore. Okay.
Okay.
So I mean, the good news is you don't have to have recon armor if you don't want to.
I'm still gonna rock Mark V.
But you know, to clarify how that's gonna work, it is part of the Vidmaster chain of achievements,
mm-hmm.
which some people have already started to earn with the Halo 3 stuff that was part of update a few months ago. But you won't be able to complete the chain until you actually have your box copy of Halo 3 ODST next fall. So there's been some confusion out there. Some people think that as of next year's Mythic map release that they would be able to get recon armor. That's not the case. So at least some many, many months to go of exclusivity for people who already have recon.
Some 2 years, right?
So take those pictures.
And even then, you may not be... What if you can't earn the achievements? What if you're not good enough? I mean, it's not a free thing.
Yeah, right. It's a skill thing. It's all about...
Earning achievements
ghosts.
Is hard.
Well, yeah, some achievements are easier than others. But
How do I achievement?
So that's the recon situation. There's been a lot of questions. Will there be another version of recon or some new replacement of recon?
Will you give... So since I had recon in Halo 3, do you just give me a sweet new set of armor to like continue me being awesome and elite?
Can
no.
I have a flaming codpiece, please?
No,
that would
that's
be so sweet.
That's exclusive.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
an
painful.
Piece.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked for, can we just have flames then to replace our old recon?
What about the assassin armor?
The thing about flames, so in Sketches talk, about this on the forums before. I'm sure we've talked about it on the podcast. It's man boobs.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean,
seriously.
Having your head on fire is like kind of a cool novelty, right? Until you realize that like you're just the biggest target on the map. And
you look